It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, an American epidemic of kidney stones.
Doctors see a link between that problem and obesity. And we begin with ways to maintain a healthy weight. Some people count calories, carbs, and fats. And some researchers think you should look at the glycemic food index. If you're wondering what's that, listen to NPR's Patty Naiman.
Here's the premise. Not all calories are alike. Obesity specialist Dr. David Ludwig with Boston Children's Hospital.
Simply focusing on the calorie content of food ignores a key notion, which is that foods affect blood sugar and hormones in dramatically different ways based on their composition.
For example, some foods are slow to digest, like most fruits, nuts, and vegetables. They take their time wending their way through the digestive system, and that means they use up more energy and calories. Other foods zip through our system rapidly.
White bread, white rice, potato products, prepared breakfast cereals are all made up of sugar in a long chain, and the body can digest these foods into sugar in literally moments after eating.
That quick digestion causes a surge of blood sugar and then a crash. That makes us feel hungry pretty quickly after eating. But with slow foods, we feel satisfied longer. Here's Mike Rogers, who took part in a study headed by Dr. Ludwig. Rogers was all excited when part of his diet plan one night included a big pile of mashed potatoes.
Then I went and looked at the clock because I was hungry again, figuring that it must be time for me to eat my snack. And I said, that can't be right. When did I? And I realized that it had been almost no time at all. Since I had finished this enormous plate of mashed potatoes.
The reason Rogers was hungry so quickly is because potatoes, like corn and a few other vegetables, have a high glycemic index. So do most refined and processed foods. They're digested quickly, causing that surge, then crash of blood sugar. Not only that, Ludwig says, high glycemic foods slow down metabolism.
One of